such on the positive side spectrum. And yet somehow we worked together for 25 years. And I remember a few times when I did like ask her, like, you know, why are we being so successful? Especially when we had our restaurant and we were running that. And she would always tell me, like, it's because of our unity.
Mm-hmm.
Our unity is what gets us through everything, because we went through some pretty hard times. And yeah, so she always used to emphasize unity, like everything we were doing or trying for, because we worked together. We just like she had all her strengths and I had all my strengths, and of course I had all my weaknesses and she had her weaknesses, but because we had a same mindset and goal, we were able to accomplish so many things, so many, like even this radio program is a result of our unity. And I really am thankful for her out there and up there and helping us out and being around with us and watching out for us. And it's just very special. I really like the unity our team has,
you definitely
know, with, yourself, Lady Fima, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, my brother, and you know, we all work together and we work off each other, and we bring our perspectives to our subjects, and it really shows, and it's a good healthy way to build any team, is to include everything. And that's one of the things that we want to bring to the world. We want to bring change. We want to bring good, positive energy into this world. And it takes unity to do that. And that's what we'd love to see happening more and more amongst all of humanity, not just only who are around and who are with, because we do have people from all over the world listening and cluing in and learning and accepting that positive wavelength and growth, and it's very good for humanity. And yeah, that's just a special thing that we need to share with each other and with the world. So I really thank you for your input, your words, your wisdom. It's just always amazing. It's so great to have you here in the studio.
That's right. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's just a special time. So anyways, we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get on with the pick of the week of my brother, Shkwait Shekhlech. He's got a song here from Chevy. It's called Floating. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to get on with Shkwait Shekhlech.
Awesome.
So have a listen, everyone. Enjoy.
that really the truth? If I'm let go now, I'll just fade to blue.
That was Chevy, the artist called Chevy, and her song called Floating. Wow, pretty magical, very soft, very sweet sounding, relaxing. And we have on the line with us, we have Shkwait Shekhlech. And for people that don't know him, he's my brother. And he's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago up in the Nicola Valley. And yes, just a big inspiration for myself and for many other people out there that know his story. So how are you doing, Shkwait?
Kind of getting choppy.
Oh, are you cutting out?
Your ring's cutting out.
Okay, how are you now?
Okay, yeah, sounds better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. A little bit warm today. Says it's 33 out up here today.
Oh, jeez.
Goes from plus 3 to plus 33 in a span of a week is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, all right?
Yeah.
From winter to summer.
Other than that, doing pretty good.
Yeah, so that was a pretty interesting song, nice and soft and mellow, and but really deep, and a lot of strong lyrics in there.
Yeah.
And so we have our subject today is on unity, and we'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Kind of went choppy there again.
Oh, yeah, we'd just like to hear your words on unity. That's the subject of our show today, our program.
Yeah, unity, it's pretty, it's finally, the craziness of the world is finally giving the people unity, eh? You know, like the alphabet mafia that's running around imposing their religion on us. I call it a religion now, you know. You know, and they're such a small minority, but they're squawking the loudest. And, you know, I've just been seeing on the news lately, they've got, you know, all along Christianity has been pushing back against them, the Muslims. But now they're unified. Mm. And, you know, the alphabet mafia, that's the LGBT, whatever, eh?
Mm.
You know? You know, individually, adult-wise and all that, we all didn't, you know, we said live and let live, but then they started slowly indoctrinating our kids, you know, teaching them how to be that way when they're in kindergarten.
Mm.
So, you know, it's their choice, yet at the same time, those very people scream and holler at the top of their lungs saying, and you shouldn't be allowed to smoke or drink until you're 21.
Mm.
You know, that's just total hypocrisy and bunkum. But, you know, it's their crazy agenda is finally unifying the people and going to bring back a bit of balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and from there, once we as humans again see that, hey, you know, we can push it back against this squeaky wheel, oil it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, as separate strands, we're nothing to the squeakiness. But, you know, as we get braided together into a rope, that's when we hold firm as a unit.
Yeah.
Unified.
Yeah, and it's what we need as humanity to grow, is to be unified in accomplishing very positive, wonderful things, the way things should be. And, it's just always special to know, you know, different techniques in unifying each other and unifying the people around us, all in the steps of humanity and positivity and growth and making, you know, our good better and our better best. And, that's what our visions here at CGSF are. And that's what we want to promote, lots of healthy, positive growth. And so I really appreciate you for bringing your knowledge and your wisdom to our show and your perspective on things. It's always just a blessing for us.
And just to clarify that, you know, I'm not, well, you know, I am kind of partial against LGBTism, but, you know, that's your choice once you hit of age, you know.
Mm.
You're free to do that, you know. I'm okay with it, but pushing it on the kids, that's where humanity is finally unifying and drawing the line. So for those that are in that community, I'm not slighting against them, you know, because it's their choice once they hit of age.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I just don't want to bring heat on you guys. You've got your program for having me on saying that, but, you know, I just had to verify that that's my opinion and that's, you know.
I completely agree with you, and I think there's a big line between building support for a community and promoting a community. And when it comes to private affairs and that kind of thing, I agree with you that there needs to be a lot less promotion. And, and health and inclusion is always important.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much for spending your time with us and coming on live and sharing your opinions and, you know, what has helped you survive all, you know, all the negative things that have gone through your life, and it's just a really special time to get some of your knowledge in what makes you tick and what helped you get through all the misery that you went through. So lots of love and appreciation for that.
Yeah, lots of love and appreciation for you guys there at the studio and for all those that listen. Thank you for all your prayers, thoughts, and well wishes and love, and I send it all back a hundredfold.
Wow, thank you so much, and we'll have to say bye for now and have a great week and weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, that was Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And yeah, pretty awesome. So we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be getting to our next guest, which is Lady Fima. And we're going to play her a song from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And the song is called Mr. Pinstripe Suit. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. right, we're back. That was Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Mr. Pinstripe Suit. And we want to do a quick shout out.
That's right. We've got a very regular listener, Marilyn McRae. We're so grateful for you tuning in every day and sending us the amazing messages. Thank you so much. And to anybody else out there, thank you so much for listening and sharing our show with everybody. We really try to promote self-empowerment, health, and talk about really cool subjects. So thanks to anybody that's listening.
Yeah, beautiful. And right now we have our special guest on, Lady Fima, the sister of Madam Ottawa. And how are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, Chief. My warmest greeting and appreciation to you, to your wonderful listeners, a student of SFU, UBC, Victoria, and many more across the country, to the reservation, to the Aboriginal people, the landowner of the country, and across the country and outside of the country. What a privilege. Thank you.
Yeah, to all our listeners all over the world, from Germany, from England, from China, Russia, Ukraine, India, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere you are, we really love you for tuning in and joining us on our positive journey. So we have our subject today is on unity, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
Unity is very same as usual. You just picked up the significant word, which is very powerful. And unfortunately, at some of the churches, not all, some of the churches, and they were in some authority, even in the in the temple or mosque, they abused this word to the spirituality of any belief system, and they used it for their own benefit. That is very unfortunate. But this word is very unified by the scholar 170 years ago or something around, has been specified in his writing, which is significant, and it's very, very deep, and it brings everyone together. Regardless of the negativity, this station is always working for the positivity. And many listeners and whoever is participating, they are the believer of the positivity. Unity is like, we are all unified. All the members of this station is, we are very diverse culturally in the belief system, in the religion and the color and so on, tradition, culture. But we have one goal, that it brings us together like a bird. We are flying together side by side and bringing, and working on the positivity, and we are unified among among ourselves. A lot of listeners, they believe, we saw each other, we had a meeting. We do have a meeting, you do, but I never get any chance to be in the meeting because of my busy life. But whatever I promise to myself to bring the best of the program to the station, to the listeners, especially to the students, that they are future of our tomorrow. However, this unity, when we are unified together, regardless, of any differences that we have, then it means automatically you are ready and willing and having the peace, not only in Canada, but also for the world. And besides, I give two examples. Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer who is sitting and practicing his expertise at the United Nations. Fiona Dalton, the president and CEO of the St. Paul Hospital, Holy Family, and MSJ, Mount St. Joseph. These three hospitals is under her direction and her program, basically, and is a great instruction, basically. these two factors that I can bring it on the station, because regardless of how much experiences and studies, like a lifetime studies, very huge studies, they put it aside and they brought themselves with the positivity in the very humble way and dedicating their knowledge, their experience, and I felt they are talking to us like heart to heart. And this is very, this part of the activity that we have together basically is unity. We are unified in the soul. Mm-hmm. And when we, as one nation, no matter what color we are, when we become unified with one another, regardless of the background, accepting the background, religion, culture, languages, especially, that is significant for Canada, because the landowner of the country, Aboriginal people, allowed all nations and accepted all nations to and welcome all nations to this blessed land, Canada, regardless of all the differences that we have. We became unified by the positive purposes and goals that we are having when we start to work, you know, among ourselves as one nation, locally, nationally. Then, as a one unit, as one country, we shine. Shine at your home. Shine at the university. Shine at your workplace, at your neighborhood. Shine wherever you are. As Councillor Farley was always saying in her words, in her very kind words and passionate heart that they had, she always had, she said, become a shining star, no matter where you are, just to become one. When you when we all unified under one sky, and the rest of the other country, they look at the shining star, which is Canada, which is very blessed land and is very, very special land. It's a secret land, as Aboriginal people, they always mention it. However, and we have one purpose, just to shine, to think positive, and make the differences. In any part that we are, like Anna Martin, the student of art university and the achiever, she represented Irish dancing in the world. That was her huge impact for the humanity. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the other respected guests that I will continue to acknowledge them the next session, because of the limited time that I have, and overall I just trying to blend it together and unify starts from the family member who is in need in the neighborhood and to become to the community. When it reaches to the community, then it keep growing to become in the national level. I wish you the very best wherever you are, and make that differences by your action, by your positive action. And this is outstanding moment and very sensitive moment of the history that we are all walking together side by side as one nation under one umbrella, and that umbrella is unlimited sky.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, beautiful, very wonderful. We thank you. Thank you for joining us live. And we're going to have to say bye for now because we're running out of time.
Yes.
And just lots so of love and appreciation for you and just giving your time for us. And
thank you.
Yeah, have a great week and weekend, and we'll talk to you again very soon, hopefully next week. So, and you'll be coming in too, so that'll be awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.